In high school, you were a good athlete, you were a good student, the valedictorian of your graduating class, and you received some good scholarship offers for basketball and baseball from several colleges. I'm curious about OU. Were they offering you scholarships?
They did. They did, yeah. I was All-State in basketball and All-State in baseball. I had them approach me. I had Oklahoma State. I went up to Oklahoma State. You know, they had a catcher at that time, and I just never got the feeling of, okay, we really need you, really want you. So we sat and watched the game for a little bit, and Soch Haley, our junior high principal and one of my mentors throughout my growth, that I was in Binger, I looked at him and said, Coach, let's go. They had just not enough interest, so we just drove back home. That was the only time I've ever been in Stillwater. And I love it. I mean, I love the school. I support our schools and root for them. But I wound up basically going to commit to go to Phillips University because I could play both baseball and basketball. Joe Rickard was the coach up there at the time and really a nice guy. Oklahoma City recruited me. OCU recruited me to play basketball. Paul Hansen came down to visit. I remember years later, well, it was 5 years later, 1970, I was voted the Sportsman of the Year in Oklahoma, and I was back for the dinner, and Abe Lemons came up to me and said, Son, you just don't get it, do you? I said, What's that, Coach? He said, Well, you could have come up here on a scholarship to play basketball at OCU. You could have gotten your degree, and you could have been a coach by now at Go Dubo. And only Abe could do this. I mean, it was beautiful. I followed him wherever he went. He was one of my heroes, as, of course, the legend Bud Wilkinson was. And my all-time hero was Mickey Mantle. He was the one that inspired me at 3 years of age, watching the black-and-white television with my dad. They announced, now batting, the next superstar, the switch-hitting center fielder from Oklahoma, Mickey Mantle. And I looked at my dad and I said, You can be from Oklahoma and play in the major leagues? That's what I want to be, and that's where it all started.
Wow. So you definitely can point to your upbringing in Oklahoma, obviously your family, the combination of both as a reason that you were able to succeed.
Oh, no question. I mean, every day I'm still an Okie. I'm a Sooner. It's just ingrained in you for the type of people that you meet, the way they were, their demeanor, their attitude on life, and my dad on watching the money and financials, working hard, taking care of your family, and looking out for others. So there are great friends in my life that I still have and still live in Binger. We've got the Johnny Bench Museum down there. We're sending about another 80 to 100 pieces of my memorabilia. We figure with that museum that we'll draw 5 to 6 more people into Binger. I mean, it'll just be just like a magnet, just draw them right in down to Binger.
Right. As a young boy, we all, when we played baseball, pretended we were playing for a certain team, or we pretended we were a certain somebody. Were you imagining yourself playing for the Reds or the Yankees, or who did you think you were playing for as a youngster?
Well, Mickey Mantle and the Yankees.
Okay.
I was the Yankees and Crane was the Dodgers. We played tin can or wiffle ball, and he had his lineup of the Dodgers. I had my lineup of the Yankees, who was batting. And, of course, you got very little news. We didn't have the radio. I didn't listen to KMOX in St. Louis. They didn't play the Yankees. We got a newspaper once a week. Never really got to stay up to watch the sports report from Ross Porter. I loved it so much when I got to Los Angeles and Ross Porter was working with Vin Scully, and I would say, hello, everybody. Of course, still to this day, every time I see him, hello, everybody. And, you know, Danny Williams and, gosh, I mean, people that were part of your life. But the upbringing was all in Binger. I mean, we drove to Oklahoma City. The boys would ride in the back of the pickup, and Mom and Dad and Marilyn be in the front of the pickup. We'd go see Grandma and Grandpa and both of them. We never really did much of anything else except work and play.